This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Thursday, May 9th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Sustainable ag versus food safety. WGA CAFB mend fences. San Diego Ag faces nitrogen rules, and Elanco expects Bovaer approval soon. Study. Sustainable ag competes with food safety. Food safety rules may be inhibiting the success of sustainable ag initiatives. That according to a new paper from researchers at Cal Recycle, UC Davis, and CDFA. California growers, quote, may have trouble achieving regulatory compliance in the face of policies with competing objective, wrote the scientists. Food safety standards are emanating from state and federal agencies, as well as industry marketing agreements, advisory boards, and retailers. Fear of regulatory enforcement is making farmers hesitant to share information on management practices, eroding the knowledge networks that have helped to spread sustainability. The study authors encourage industry groups and agencies to work together in determining what constitutes safe and sustainable food for society, since, quote, growers alone cannot be responsible. WGA-backed bill reaches for CARB support. A bill to make it easier for farmers to exit conservation easement contracts has taken amendments. Western Growers hopes AB 2528 would help farmers repurpose fallowed land for solar projects and open new economic opportunities. The California Farm Bureau, however, has raised alarms about weakening the best tool for protecting farmland from urban encroachment. The bill had proposed eliminating cancellation fees for the water deficit lands. The amendments changed that to instead reducing those fees by 50%. Nitrogen order reverberates throughout California. 6 years ago, the State Water Board approved an order establishing new nitrogen monitoring and reporting requirements in the Central Valley. Known as the East San Joaquin Order, the regulation is precedential, meaning all nine of California's regional boards had to adopt the rules into their basin plans as well. The Central Coast Board went further, setting a cap on fertilizer use, which triggered the State Water Board to review and reject additions. Wine grape growers in the North Coast, meanwhile, argued their new rules would treat farms like polluters and criminals. The Water Board for San Diego County is the latest to draft a regulation incorporating the nitrogen requirements. In a recent hearing, growers stressed to the board that the local agriculture is different from the Central Valley powerhouse and should not be held to the same standards. The complexity of the order and the many nuances in the region's farming practices compelled the board to extend the comment period for the proposal. Stakeholders have until May 28th to add their input. Industry and consumer groups urge Congress to address state food safety funding. A diverse slate of consumer and industry groups have joined forces to push Congress to include a line item in FDA's FY25 appropriations to ensure stable funding for state and local food safety programs. In a letter to House and Senate appropriators, over 21 groups highlighted the budgetary uncertainty these programs face, despite their large role in the national food safety system. States conduct a significant portion of inspections reported as completed by the FDA or through agency programs, often at a lower cost. However, these programs have historically backed budgetary certainty or security, which impacts operations like hiring and training. Additionally, FDA recently warned that states are unlikely to receive about $34 million in carryover funds that they've grown accustomed to. The group say in the letter, quote, "This will decimate the ability of state and local programs to continue this level of partnership and greatly reduce the activity of food protection provided by these frontline programs." Signatories include representatives from the Association of Food and Drug Officials, Consumer Brands Association, Consumer Reports, Consumer Federation of America, International Dairy Foods Association, the National Association of State Departments of Agriculture, Western Growers, Pet Food Institute, and more. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Elanco projects Bovaer approval this month. Elanco Animal Health says it plans to start selling the methane-reducing feed additive Bovaer this year following approval by the FDA. On an earnings call, CEO Jeff Simmons said the product, which Elanco is licensing from the Dutch company Royal DSM, is now in the U.S. and ready for labeling. Simmons said it's bagged and ready to go. FDA's decision to clear the product for commercial use is expected before the end of the month, the company said. Full approval of two other products also is expected in the coming months, which should contribute to, quote, an expected $600 million to $700 million of revenue from new product innovations in 2025, Simmons said. He continued, "We appreciate the FDA's commitment to maintaining high standards for risk and science-based review while balancing the need to quickly bring solutions to the market," Simmons said. The regulatory process for Bovaer underscores the need for the FDA's innovation agenda to modernize our regulatory process. In February, the agency withdrew its policy that treated feed ingredients as animal drugs, a move applauded by the dairy industry in part because of the 8-year process it's taken to review Bovaer. On those earnings, the company reported first quarter revenue of $1.2 billion, down about 4% from a year ago. Net income also fell from $103 million to $32 million. Cattle revenue was steady, but swine and aquaculture revenue fell. Only poultry delivered an increase from $183 million to $197 million. Here's today's She Said It. What do my ag people think about this issue? That Ag Council President Emily Rooney sharing the thought process that Assembly Member Cecilia Aguiar-Curry of Winters runs through when considering policy proposals. The council presented its Influential Legislator Award to the Assembly Majority Leader at their annual legislative conference in Sacramento this week. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Thursday, May 9th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Nally.